Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yuma, daf Pei Aleph. We left off on daf Pei Amud Beis towards the bottom of the Amud. We are six lines from the bottom of the Amud. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for his continued sponsorship of the shiur. Today we are going to start by talking about a person who eats an achila gasa on Yom Kippur. We're going to discuss a little bit about what an achila gasa is. We're going to talk about other situations of achila where an achila gasa may not be considered to be an achila. We are then going to talk about the concept of combining an achila and a shtia. We had said that even though various machalos can apply, can combine rather to a shir achila, and various mashkin can apply to a shir shtia, you can't have food and drink combine to a larger shir. We're then going to hit a mishnah in the middle of Pei Aleph and Aleph, which is going to talk about how many chatos a person is chayiv if he eats and drinks behelam echad, b'shtei alamos. What if a person eats and does malacha in the same helam? How many chatos is he going to be mechayiv on Yom Kippur for violating Yom Kippur? And then we're going to talk a little bit about how we know the onish and the azhara for Tosefes Yontif, Tosefes Yom Kippurim, various isurim that apply in Yom Kippur. Then we're going to talk about eating foods which are not roi la'achila, drinking mashkin which are not roi la'achila, what is considered to be roi la'achila, not roi la'achila, so on and so forth. So again, just continuing in the theme of the past couple of days of the Inuyim on Yom Kippur and delving a little bit into those various Inuyim. Again, we left off six lines from the bottom on Pei Amud Beis, so let's get going. So Reish Lakish. So says Reish Lakish, Ochel achila gasa b'yom ha-kippurim. If a person eats an achila gasa on Yom Kippur, what is an achila gasa? So Rashi explains that, let's say a person eats on Yom Kippur night, that right after the person ate the Suza Samafseka, so the guy is stuffed like beyond belief. When he comes to shul, he then goes out and has has a snack when he's so stuffed, and therefore he's not eating l'shem hana. Rashi says that it's rather an achila gasa. Literally, the guy is stuffed to the gills, but he's eating anyway. Putter, he is going to be putter. So he's going to be putter. So my taima, why is he putter for this achila gasa? Shelo su nexiv prat lamazik. Because the isser of eating on Yom Kippur, again, we have said multiple times over the past few days, the isser of eating on Yom Kippur, it's not styled as an isser achila, it's a chiv of inui. It's a chiv to afflict yourself. If you eat an achila gasa when you're stuffed to the gills and you stuff more food in your mouth, that is not alleviating any sense of inui. That is not alleviating any sense of affliction. That is afflicting yourself because you are eating an achila gasa. It's literally gross, and therefore you are going to be putter if you do that on Yom Kippur. So the Tosfos Yeshanim over here has a yesod. So the basic yesod, and then we'll talk about the application in a second. The basic yesod is that there are two types of achila gasa. There's one type of achila gasa where, okay, you're just not hungry. You don't need to eat more, but you eat a little bit more. So it's not like literally disgusting stuffing yourself, but you're just eating a little bit more than you need to eat. There's another type of achila gasa where you literally don't have any room in your stomach and the thought of food repulses you, but nevertheless, you still eat. So says the Tosfos Yeshanim that in the Gemara Nazir, we say that if a person eats an achila gasa, if a person eats the Karban Pesach, and that achila is an achila gasa, because a person eats the Karban Pesach at the end of the meal, and he is so stuffed that he can't begin to look at food, so if a person eats a Karban Pesach like that, we refer to him with the pasuk of uposhlim yikashlubam, that in other words, he's considered a rashi, he's considered a posheya, because he ate the Karban Pesach, but he didn't eat it the right way. So in other words, he's called a rasha. So the question is, that if achila gasa is not considered to be an achila, to the extent that if you eat an achila gasa on Yom Kippur, then you're going to be potter for violating Yom Kippur, then why would legabe the Karban Pesach do you say that if the guy eats the Karban Pesach and it's an achila gasa, then uposhim yikashlubam is considered a rasha because he's not eating the Karban Pesach the way it's supposed to be eaten? Should be even worse than that, right? Lechora, it should be that it's considered that he didn't eat the Karban Pesach at all. So this is where the Tosfos Yeshanim is mechalik between achila gasos, that if he's simply not hungry and he eats, then that's considered to be an achila gasa, but it's still considered to be an achila. However, if he literally can't look at food and the thought of food is disgusting, that is the situation like ours, whereby an achila gasa is not even considered to be an achila. Or, says the Tosfos Yeshanim, it could be that in a chinami, maybe over there even by Pesach, we're talking about an achila gasa, which is not considered to be an achila for the person at all. So why is he only considered to be a rasha, a posheya, but still it's not worse that he didn't eat the Karban Pesach at all? Because Tosfos Yerushalmi said by Karban Pesach, remember it's kachim, and there are two halachas by kachim. Number one, you have to eat it. Number two, it has to be eaten. So legabe the halacha of you have to eat it, if you eat it as an achila gasa, it's not considered to be an achila at all. However, legabe the halacha of it has to be eaten, the Karban Pesach is eaten, and therefore at least you satisfy one out of the two mitzvahs achila with that type of disgusting achila. So also what we had said was that if you eat an achila gasa on Yom Kippur, you're going to be potter. Why? Because it says asher lo suneh, and it says prat lemazik, to the exclusion of this guy who is a mazik. And Rashi explains, because he's not blunting any feeling of inui, he's not being mevatel any feeling of inui that he has with his eating, el mazik hu esa ochlen ves atzmo. So Rashi has this interesting phrase over here, which is going to recur a couple of times in the next succeeding lines of Gemara, that he's mazik himself and the machel. In other words, it's not considered a productive act at all. It's not productive for him because he's too hungry, not productive for the food because you're destroying the food without the food giving any benefit to anybody, and therefore it's considered to be a mazik. It's not considered to be an achila at all. The Bach explains over here that he's putter for this type of achila because it's not kederech hanaso, meaning that he's a gavra who's ain a royal achila. He's somebody who's simply not fit for consuming any additional food. The Mishnah Lamelech explains that just like a person is potter for eating on Yom Kippur if he eats an achila gasa, so too if he eats any of the machalas asuros, which the Torah tells us that you're not allowed to eat. Let's say the guy decides he wants to eat a slice of nevela, but he eats it as an achila gasa, he'd also be potter for that achila because it's not considered to be an achila at all. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter now, four lines down from the bottom. Amar Rav Yirmiya Amar Reish Lakish. This is Rav Yirmiya, the name of Reish Lakish. Zor Sarachal Truma Achila Gasa. Let's say a Zor eats Truma, only a coin's allowed to eat Truma, but the Zor goes out and eats Truma, and he eats it as an Achila Gasa. Meshalem Esakarim, Vena Meshalem Esachomesh. So obviously, he stole from a coin, he's not allowed to eat Truma. So he has to repay the Karen, he has to repay that which he ate. However, he doesn't have to pay the additional fifth that ordinarily a Zor who eats Truma has to add a fifth to the payment that he pays back the coin. This guy doesn't have to add the fifth, because he ate the truma as an achila gasa, which is not considered to be an achila. And the basis in the pasuk is that it says ki yochal prat lamazik, it excludes a mazik. So Amar Rav Yirmi, Amar Rav Yochanan, zar shekoses saorim shel truma, flipping to pay aleph from an aleph, a zar who chews barley corns, barley kernels of truma, and this is not kederech achila. So mishalim es akaron veinu mishalim es achomesh. So in other words, he also has to pay back the keren, but he doesn't have to pay back the chomesh because it's not considered to be derech achila. Aye, if it's not derech achila, why does the Shulchan Aruch say that if a person chews on barley corns, then he has to make a bracha? So the answer is because the bracha comes for the hana, not because it's an achila. He does get hana from it, even though it's not considered to be derech achila. And again, the basis in the pasuk is kiyochal prat lamazik. It says kiyochal prat lamazik. What does it mean, mazik? Either he's damaging himself by eating these raw barley corns, or he's damaging the barley corns because he's consuming them shelo kederech achila. That's the way the Meiri explains, hearkening to Rashi's explanation that we saw a minute ago. Amrav Shizvi, Amrav Yochanan, Zor Shabala Shizvim shel truma, Abzar who swallows plums of truma, Vekian, and then he throws them up, and then he does a vile thing, Veachlan Acher, and then another person comes and eats the plums that the first guy regurgitated. That sounds totally gross, and accordingly, the Gemara says, Risha Meshalem Kerem Chomesh, the first guy you ate the plums of Truma, he intended to steal Truma from the coin, and therefore he has to pay back Kerem Chomesh. Sheni Enim Meshalem Edeludmei Esim L'Risha Bilvad. However, the second guy who ate the plums that the first guy regurgitated, that the first guy threw up, he doesn't have to pay Kerem Chomesh. All he has to do is pay the guy the Dmei Eitzim. Dmei Eitzim means the amount of the value of this as firewood or as, you know, something to fuel a fire, because there's literally no other purpose for this gross food that the first guy already had thrown up. So there is a question, because in the Maseches Chulin it's mashma that if a person eats something that somebody else threw up or that he threw up, then it is considered to be an achila. And the Tosfos Yerushalmi comes and is mechalik between two situations. So there is a situation where a person eats something and then he knows he threw it up, or somebody else sees him throw it up and then another guy eats it. So that's vile. It's disgusting. And therefore the second guy is not considered to have done an achila, or the first guy who eats his own vomit is not considered to have done an achila. There is also a situation where somebody eats something, throws it up, nobody sees it. Somebody else comes along and says, oh, this looks appetizing, and then picks it up and eats it. He doesn't know how disgusting it is. So for that guy, perhaps it would be considered to be an achila. Okay, says the Gemara at the two dots. Ha'ochel v'ashosei mitztarfen. So ochel and mashke are not going to be mitztaref for, are not going to be for mitztaref to a shir. And to a shir achila on Yom Kippur. And the Magen Avraham says that similarly, they're not mitzaref to a shir of a bracha achrona. However, others are mechalek, just like we saw a minute ago, between brachos and Yom Kippur. By Yom Kippur, it's dependent on Yisuv Adas, and therefore, if the Chachamim determine that you don't have a Yishuv Adas unless you eat the full shir or drink the full shir, and you don't have Yishuv Adas if you combine ochel and mashke, could be by bracha, the issue is not on Yishuv Adas, the issue is on Hana. And it could be that you would have Hana if you ate less than a shir and drank less than a shir, and they were mitzaref, and therefore it could be that you'd be chayev a bracha for a tziruf of ochel amashka. So it's a machlokas Magen Avraham and others over here. So says the Gemara, Man Tana, who is the Tana who says that ochel v'shosei mitzarefin? So Amar Rav Chisda b'machlokas shnuya, it's a machlokas, and Rabbi Yeshua, and it's the shita of Rabbi Yeshua. Ditznan, klal amar Rabbi Yeshua, Kol shetimasa v'shiro shava, anything that has the same restrictions of tuma, the same halachos of tuma, and the same shear are mitzaref. They are mitzaref. Tumasa v'lo shiro. However, if the halachos of tuma are the same, however, the shear iser or the shear mitzvah is not the same. Shiro v'lo tumaso. If the shear is the same, but the halachos l'gabe tuma are not the same. Lo tumaso v'lo shiro, or if the two items are not similar either in their level and their type of tuma, or their type, or their shear. And Rashi gives examples of all this. For example, something whose tumah is the same, but whose shear is not the same, is a sheretz and a nevela, that they both cause tumas erev, but the shear is not the same, because the nevela is bechazayis, and nevela is bechadasha. Or he says shiru velotumo is like mesa nevela, right? That they're both usher. I'm sorry. Then nevela is with the kazayas and sheretz is kadasha, and something whose shirim and tuma are not the same. Something whose shir is the same and tuma is not the same. Rashi gives an example as mesa nevela because they're both tame bekazayas. However, if a person is tame tumas mes, then he's tame for 7 days, and if a person touches a sheretz, he's only a nevela. Rather, he's only going to be tame until the evening. So, in other words, says Rabbi Yeshua, the only time that something is going to be mitzaref together is if the halachos of tumah are the same and the shiurim are the same. So Rav Nachman amar afilu teimer rabbanan. No, the Rav Nachman says it could be even the rabbanan. Ad kan lo kamer rabbanan hasam elinin tumah the shem tumah chadi. Maybe the rabbanan ordinarily say yes, things can be mitzaref even if the halachos of tumah are not exactly consistent, because after all it's still kol tameh. So there's a shem tumah. So it's enough of a commonality. However, over here again, as we've been saying the whole time, the issue of eating on Yom Kippur is one of Yishuv Adas, Yisuv Daita, and the Chachamim understood that you only have Yishuv Adas if you eat the full shear or drink the full shear, and not if you're mitztaref in ochel umashke to the full shear. Rish Lakish also says that this is the Machlokas, Rabbi Yeshua, and it's Rabbi Yeshua, Ditnan. Klal Amar Rabbi Yeshua, and the whole Brisa like we just recited, and Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu Teim Rabbanan, Akan Lo Kamar Rabbanan, Halsam Elulin and Tuma, Avalachim Yishum Yisav Adashu, V'hai Lo Kamos V'dayte, and this guy does not have Yishav Adas if he eats half a shear, and if he drinks half a shear. Okay, there is a Machlokas, Of course, it's a machlokas. Let's assume that the two are mitzaref. So, what shear do you need in order to have the tziruf? Because the shear of achila and the shear shtia are different. The shear achila is a choseves, and the shear shtia is a revias. So, are they both mitzaref to a shear revias? Are they both mitzaref to a shear choseves? Okay, so the Rishonim argue about that. Says the Mishnah now, so achal v'shasa ve'elam echad. If you eat and you drink in one forgetting, you forgot that it's Yom Kippur, so you eat and drink. So ein chayev elachatas achas. You're only going to be chayev a single chatas, because it's considered to be one violation of Yom Kippur. You simply forgot that it was Yom Kippur, and therefore you're going to be chayev once. Achal v'asa malacha. If, however, you ate and you did malacha, then chayev shtei chatos. Then you're going to be chayev two chatos. Ochal ochli, because those are two different, inherently different types of isurim. They're two types of violations. So ochal ochlen sheinu ruin lachila v'shasa maskan sheinu ruin lishtia. If you ate food which is not fit for consumption, or you drank anything, you drank a drink which is not fit for consumption, v'shasa tzirum urias, or if you drank fish brine or something like that, then potter, then you're going to be putter. And the Mefarshim explained the reason that the Mishnah calls out siramurias is because even though they are used for dipping, you're still going to be putter if you drink them. And the reason is because even though they might be used as a condiment, like if a person drinks ketchup, nobody drinks ketchup or mayonnaise or mustard or something like that. So the chiddush is that if you imbibe it, if you ingest it in a way that's not the normal way to eat it, then you're going to be putter for eating something like this on Yom Kippur. So says the Gemara. So Amar Reish Lakish, v'mnei ma lo nemra azhara bi'inui. Why does the Torah not give us a warning legabe the halacha of inui on Yom Kippur? Mishum delo efshar. Because says the Gemara, because it's not possible. Why is it not possible? So heichin nichtav. So the answer is, so the reason that it's not possible is as follows. So what exactly should the Pasuk write? Nichtav rachmana lo yachel. Should the Pasuk say lo yachel, that you can't? In other words, an ashara is a lav. An ashara is a do not do something. So the question is, what should the Torah have written? Should it have said lo yachel, don't eat? Well, it couldn't have said don't eat. We know why, because we've been dealing with this for the last week. Because achila is with a kezayis, and the shear on Yom Kippur is with a choseves. Achila b'chzayis. So therefore, the pasuk can't use it. The pasuk can't use the terminology "do not eat." B'lashon achila. Nichtav rachmana lo su'uneh. If the pasuk says "do not afflict yourself," well, that's the opposite of what we're trying to convey. Komechol mashma, because "do not afflict yourself" is almost like a requirement that you do have to eat. So maskef lo ravashaya nichtav rachmana hishomer pen lo su'uneh. So why doesn't the pasuk write hishomer, guard yourself, or pen, which are both languages of lav? Pen lo su'uneh, guard yourself lest you not afflict yourself. Siyachi nefishu lelavi. So says the Gemara, well, you can't write like that, because hishamer is a lav and pen is a lav, and we're searching for a source that there's one lav that you have to be misani yourself on Yom Kippur. And if it says hishamer pen, that's already a double lav. So maskefla rabibi barabaya sinikle rachmana hishamer b'mitzas inoy. So why doesn't the Gemara just say, Hishamer b'mitzvos inui? Be careful, guard yourself, so that you afflict yourself. So now you would have a lav for the halacha, for the mitzvah of inui. Says the Gemara, no, you wouldn't have a lav, because imkein, Hishamer delav lav, Hishamer da'asei asei. Because the character of the word Hishamer is that it's a chameleon. Either it could be a lav or an asei, depending on whether the subject is a lav or an asei. So if the subject is an asei of inui, then even if it says hishamer, it would still be an asei, it wouldn't be a lav. So maskef l'ravashi nichtav al toser mina inui. So why doesn't it say al toser mina inui? Do not deviate from the inui. That's a lashon of lav. Al is also a lav. Kasha. Okay. So he says it is in fact a kasha. The Gemara should have said that. So the pasuk rather should have said that. V'tana maisi lemehacha. However, we have another tana who brings down the azor of inui from here. V'nisem es nafshoseichem. It says v'nisem es nafshoseichem. V'chol malacha lo sa'asu. Yachol ye onesh al tosefes malacha. I might think there should be an onesh that you would be punished for doing malacha on tosefes malacha. What's tosefes malacha? So this is the Indian of tosefes Yom Kippurim, which we mentioned in the introduction to this year. So Yom Kippur begins when Yom Kippur begins. However, there's a mitzvah to begin Yom Kippur a little bit early. Yom Kippur ends when it ends. There's a mitzvah to extend it a little bit later. That period of extension at the front end and the back end, that's called the period of tosefes. So how do we know? So I might think that there's an onesh for tosefes malacha, for doing malacha during the tosefes period. Tamalom rav chal nefesh asher lo suneh, asher lo sas, chal nefesh asher sasa kol malacha be'etzem ayom hazeh, alitumo shel yom onesh kareis, ve'enek onesh kareis al tosefes malacha. No, so the pasuk comes to teach me that the onesh is kareis only if you do malacha on Yom Kippur itself, but if you do malacha during the tosefes period, your onesh is not going to be kareis. So lo ye onesh kareis al tosefes malacha, lo ye onesh kareis al tosefes inui. So I'm I think that, okay, I don't get an onesh kares if I do malacha during Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, but I should get kares if I eat during Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. Tamalomar, kichol ha-nefesh, asher lo sune, be'etzem ha-yom hazeh, v'nechosa. Ali tzuma shel yom onesh kares, ve'en onesh kares al Tosefes Inui. So again, the onesh is only going to be kares on ish tzuma shel yom if you do it on Yom Kippur itself, on Yom Kippur proper, but not if you eat on during the period of Tosefes Inui. Okay, so Yochol lo ye bechlal onesh. So I might think that it's not considered to be an onesh alveye muzer al Tosefes Malacha, but there's an ashara for Tosefes Malacha. Tamalomar v'chol malacha lo sasu betzame yom hazeh. The lo sasu, the ashara, the warning that it's a lav, is written with the wording of betzame yom hazeh. Ali tzuma shel yom u'muzer v'eino muzer al Tosefes Malacha. Yochol lo ye muzer al Tosefes Malacha v'ye muzer al Tosefes Inui. I might think that even though there's no lav for Tosefes Malacha, there is a lav for Tosefes Inui. In other words, eating during the Tosefes Yom HaKippurim period. V'dinu, and I can make myself a kav v'chomer. U'ma malacha shenoeg es b'shabbosos v'yomtiv, just like malacha which is noeg on Shabbos and Yomtiv. In addition to Yom Kippur, eino muzer ala, you're not muzer on it during the Tosefes period. Inui sheina noeg b'shabbosos v'yomtiv. Inui, where there is no halacha of afflicting yourself on Shabbos and Yontiv, ain't it din shalayi muzer alav? Isn't it a kal v'chomer that if you're not even muzer on malacha, where it's also during other periods of the year, that you're not going to be muzer on eating during the Tosefes Yom HaKippurim period? Aval azara li inui shal yom atzmo lo lamadnu. However, we don't find in azara, we don't find a warning on inui for the itzuma shal yom. So minayin. So how do we know that? So lo yomar onesh b'malacha, the gomer me'inui. We know it as follows, because you don't have to teach me that there's an onesh kares by malacha, because we can learn it out from inui. How? We can learn it with a kal v'chomer. Uma inui shein enoeg b'shabbosos v'yamim tovim, onesh kares, just like by inui, where there is no halacha of inui on Shabbos and Yontif, but there is on Yom Kippur, and if you violate inui on Yom Kippur, the onesh is going to be kares. Then malacha, which is more stringent than inui, sheneheges b'shabbosos v'yamim tovim, because it does apply on Shabbos and Yontif, it applies more broadly, lo kolshkein, so shouldn't you certainly incur a chiv of kares if you do malacha on that day? So lama nemar. So why doesn't it then tell me about the onesh of malacha b'tzuma shayom? Lama nemar mufna lahakesh v'ladim menu gzera shava. It teaches me the onesh even by malacha in order to highlight the comparison between malacha and inui, so that I can learn one from the other as follows. Nemar onesh b'inui, it says onesh by inui, v'nemar onesh b'malacha, and we also learn the chi of kares by malacha. Ma malacha lo onesh elem kein hizir, just like by malacha, if we're going to give an onesh, obviously there has to be an azara. Af inui lo onesh elem kein hizir, just so too by inui, then so too by inui, there would be no punishment unless there's also an azara. Where do we learn the azara? I thought there is no azara by inui. You're right, there is no azara by inui, but we learn it as a kal v'chomer from malacha. So the question that we started with was, where's the azara in the pasuk for inui? The answer is, there is none. We learn it as a kal v'chomer from malacha. But says the Gemara, ikal mifrach, I can ask on this kal v'chomer, because inui and malacha are not similar. That's what we've been saying the whole time. Mal inui shalohutr mechlalo, tamar b'malacha shutr mechlalo. They're not similar because inui, there is no exemption to the mitzvah of inui on Yom Kippur. Everybody has to do it. However, malacha, if you ask, is malacha mutter on Yom Kippur, asur on Yom Kippur? So the answer is, it depends. What do you mean it depends? I thought it's asur. Well, it depends, because outside the Beis HaMikdash, outside the context of the avoda, malacha is going to be asur. However, in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen is doing all sorts of things. He's shechting animals, he's burning animals, he's doing all sorts of malacha. But it's malacha that's mutter on the day. So you can't compare inui to malacha. Ella, says the Gemara, lo yomar onesh b'inui. The pasuk shouldn't tell me an onesh by inui, the onesh kares by inui, the gamar mi malacha, because we learn it out from malacha. Ma malacha shotra mechlala onesh kares, just like malacha, which is hotra mechlala, even though it is mutter to do malacha in the context of the avoda. Yet, if somebody does malacha outside the context of the avoda, then he's going to get kares. So inui shlo hutter machlolo lo kol shkein. So inui, where there is no exemption, there is no exception for the kohen who's doing the avoda to eat or whatever, then lo kol shkein, certainly you should get an onesh kares. So lama nemar, why does it then say the onesh kares by inui as well? Mufna lahakish v'lodim imenu gzera shava. It's to teach us a gzera shava. Nemar onesh by inui, v'nemar onesh by malacha. It says onesh by inui, it says onesh by malacha. Ma malacha onesh v'hizir. Just like by malacha, there is the punishment written in the Torah and also the Azhara written in the Torah. Af inui onash vehizir, also by inui onash vehizir, again, same limud, that we're learning the Azhara by inui through a kal v'chomer from malacha and not from an explicit pasuk, not from an express pasuk. But says the Gemara, Ikla Mifrach, we ask another question. So, Ma la malacha shekeno eges b'shabasos v'yamim tovim, tamar b'inui she'enenoig b'shabas v'yamim tovim. That malacha and inui are not really similar to one another. Why? Because not only is malacha hutra mechlala, that there are exceptions to the Yisra malacha on Yom Kippur, but malacha is something that applies more broadly than Yom Kippur. Malacha applies on Yom Kippur, the Yisra malacha applies on Yom Kippur, it also applies on a regular Shabbos and Yontif. So how could you learn inui, which applies only on Yom Kippur itself, doesn't apply on any other day, from malacha, which applies both on Yom Kippur and also on a regular Shabbos and Yontif. So Amaravina, Haitaina, Etzem Gamar. This Tana learns Gzeira Shava of Etzem and Etzem. So if you recall, earlier in the Gemara, we learned that we quoted Psukim, showing that we quoted Psukim both Lagabe Malacha and Lagabe Inui, that said the etzem ayom hazeh. It said v'chol nefesh asher zasek kol malacha be'etzem ayom hazeh va'avadati yas nefesh imi kerev ama. That's the chi of kares amalacha. The pasuk had also said ki chol nefesh asher lo su'uneh be'etzem ayom hazeh v'nichrus amei ameah. So again, etzem both by malacha, both by inui, both teaching us the chi of kares. Says the Gemara, Mufna. This has got to be a Gzeirah Shava Mufna. It's got to be that Etzem is not used to teach me anything else. How do I know? Dilo Mufna, because if it were not a Gzeirah Shava Mufna, then Ikala Mifrach Kedabrachina, and then we would have asked on the Gzeirah Shava like we've been asking. In other words, we would have asked on the Gzeirah Shava, how can you compare Inui to Malacha? They're not alike, because Malacha, there are exceptions. Malacha applies more broadly. Whatever the distinction is, they're definitely not alike. So says the Gemara, La Yafnuye Afnuye, Afnuye Mufna. Yes, fair enough. This is Gzeira Shava Mufna. Says the Gemara, Chamisha Kroi Ksiva B'Malacha. There are five psukim legabe, there are five references to the Isra Malacha on Yom Kippur. Chadli Azhara Diyamama, V'chadli Azhara Delele. One to teach me the Azhara against doing Malacha, the lav of doing Malacha in the day, and the other to teach me the lav at night. V'chadli Onesh Diyamama, V'chadli Onesh Delele. One to teach me the Onesh during the morning and during the day and the Onesh at night. It's also Yishanim just points out that it's a little weird. Where else do we find that you need a separate Azhara for the day and the night? In other words, when we have an Isra Malacha every Shabbos, every week we have an Isra Malacha, we don't find that the Pasuk says, oh, one reference is for Lel Shabbos, one reference is for Yom Shabbos. It's a little weird why over here we're saying that you need a separate reference for an Onesh and an Azhara for both the day and the night, where we don't find this by Shabbos and Yom Tov for Chol Hashamoi, says it's also Yishanim, so it's Tzarechian, but the Gemara says there are five references. One to teach me Onesh day and night is two. Azhara day and night is four. We have one left now. V'chad lafnuye lemigmar inu mimalacha. Bein diyamama bein delele. And one is free to teach me the comparison between inui and malacha, both for during the day and at night. Debei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, nemar kan inui v'nemar lahalan. And it says, by Nara Marasa Inui, Malalan Lo'ona Shalim Kenizir, just like by Nara Marasa, there's only going to be a punishment if there was an Azhara. Afkan Lo'ona Shalim Kenizir. So we learn Gzeira Shava, but not from Malacha. We learn Gzeira Shava from Nara Marasa, and that's where we learn the Azhara. So Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar Yalav Shabbos Shabbosomi Shabbos Bereishis. No, we learn Shabbos Shabbosom from Shabbos Bereishis. Malahalon, just like by Shabbos Bereishis, Lo'ona Shalim Kenizir, there's an Onesh and an Azhara. Afkan Lo'ona Shalim Kenizir. So too by Yom Kippurim, whenever there's an Onesh, it's got to be that there's an Azhara learned out from Gzeira Shava if there's no express Azhara in the Pasuk. Rav Papa says as follows, turning to Pei Aleph Amud Beis. So, Hu Gufei Shabbos Ikre. You don't need to learn Gzeira Shava of Shabbos to Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur itself is called Shabbos. Tichsiv tishpetu Shabbatchem. So, and that's a reference to Yom Kippur. So Rashi over here, if you're a grammar nerd, you'll appreciate the Rashi here. We're not going to have time to learn it inside because we have to finish the daf. But Rashi explains why we quote the pasuk of Tishpesu Shabbatchem and not Shabbat Shabbaton, because Yom Kippur is also called Shabbat Shabbaton. The answer is because when it says Shabbat Shabbaton, who or he, Rashi says that the Shabbat Shabbaton is not going on the fact that it's called Shabbos, it's going on the menucha that you have to have on Yom Kippur. That's what the who is talking about. And it's not actually calling Yom Kippur Shabbos, and that's why we cite the pasuk of Tishpeshu Shabbatchem. But if you look in the third Rashi here on the page, he goes into some detail about it. Says the Gemara now weiter. Second line down from the top. So Bishlama Rav Papa Lo Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov the Kroksiv Begufei Adif. I understand why Rav Papa didn't hold like Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Again, Rav Acha held that you were going to learn Gzeira Shava Shabbat Shabbaton from Shabbos Bereishis. That's how we learn the Azhara. And Rav Papa said, I don't have to learn anything from Shabbos Bereishis. Yom Kippur itself is called Shabbos. So I understand why Rav Papa didn't want to learn Gzeira Shava. He felt there's no need to learn Gzeira Shava if Yom Kippur itself is called Shabbos. However, the crux of Bukufei Odev, Ela Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, my time alo Amar Karav Papa. Why doesn't Rav Acha Bar Yaakov learn like Rav Papa? Why does he trouble himself to learn Gzeira Shava from Shabbos Bereishis? Isn't it better just to learn out from Yom Kippur itself, because Yom Kippur itself is also called Shabbos? Says the Gemara, mi boile lichedetanya, because he needs the Tishpeshu Shabbatchem for the following. V'nisim es nafshashechem etisha lechodesh. It says, v'nisim es nafshashechem, you have to afflict yourself on the ninth day of the month. Yachol yaskol v'yasana betisha. I might think that you start fasting on the ninth day of Tishrei. Tamalomar be'erev. No, you start fasting in the evening. Ibe'erev yachol mishetachshach. If it says in the evening, I might think that you don't start the fast until it gets dark. Tamalomar betisha. No, it says betisha. You have to move it up a little bit. So okay. So what do you do though? You're telling me I don't fast on the ninth, but I do have to fast on the ninth. So what in the world should I do? Maskul masana bebod yom. So you have to start the fast a little bit earlier. Bikancha masifa michol ala kodesh. And here is where we're mosif michol ala kodesh. And even though there is no onesh or lav by Tosefes Inoy, as we've seen, because it only applies be'etzam yamazeh. Nevertheless, there is a mitzvah asay of Tosefes Yom Kippurim. Now ve'en li'ela b'chinis also. I only know about now Tosefes Yom Kippur that I have to begin the fast earlier. Bitzias aminayin, how do I know that there's Tosefes Yom Kippur on the back end as well when Yom Kippur is leaving, that you have to extend it a little bit? Tamalomar me erev ad erev ve'ein li ele Yom Kippurim. I only know Yom Kippur. Shabbos minayin, how do I know that there's Tosefes? If you look at the Mesoros Hashas, he changed this to Shabbosos minayin. How do you know that there's an Indian of Tosefes Shabbos? Tamalomar tishpesu. Ainli ela Shabbosos. Yomim tovim minayin. And now I only know Shabbosos. How do I know that there's an Indian of Tosefes Yontif? Tamalomar Shabbatchem. Haketzad kolmokom shenemar shvos. So the question was, why does Rav Acha not learn like Rav Papa, Tishpesu Shabbatchem? And from there we learn that Yom Kippur itself is called the Shabbos. So he can't learn from Tishpesu Shabbatchem, because Tishpesu Shabbatchem teaches me the din of Tosefes Shabbos and Yontif and Tosefes everything. Just like there's a halacha of Tosefes Yom Kippurim, so too there is a halacha of Tosefes Shabbos. Okay. Vitana de etzem etze vitana. There is a machlokas. There's a fundamental machlokas rishonim whether the dinim of Tosefes are doraisa or darabanan, or whether it depends what we're talking about. It could be that Tosefes Yom Kippurim is a daraisa, but Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yontif is not going to be a daraisa. This is a Leibedik Machlokas Rishonim with an Osekelim also in the Rambam as to whether the din of Tosefes is a daraisa or a darabana, but we have to keep moving. So Vitana de etzem etzem. So it says Vitana de etzem etzem. Hay betishal chodesh may avidle. So we spent half of Amud Aleph talking about how etzem yamazeh etzem etzem etzem. It's got to be only on that day you're chayiv, and only on that day there's a lav. So what does he do with the pasuk of Tisha b'chodesh be'erev? So miboy leilcha d'tanya chia barav midifti d'tanya rav chia barav midifti d'tanya chia barav midifti. That you have to afflict yourself on the 9th. And do you fast on the 9th? You only fast on the 10th. Anybody who eats in preparation for the fast on the 9th day of Yontif, we view it as if he fasts both on the 9th day and on the tenth day. So what we learn from the reference to the 9th is that far from there being inui on the 9th, you're supposed to eat on the 9th in order so that you could fast on the 10th. Again, there is a machlokas or a dian whether there's a separate mitzvah to eat on the 9th of Yom Kippur or if it's eating on the 9th in preparation for fasting. And the nafkamina is, for example, let's say a woman. So a woman is pater and mitzvah sheshas mangrama. So if there's a separate mitzvah to eat on the 9th, and it's not related to Yom Kippur, the woman wouldn't be obligated to eat because it's a mitzvah sheshas mangrama. If, however, the reason to eat on the 9th is to prepare yourself for a fast, women have to fast in Yom Kippur, therefore they would be mitzvah as well. Or let's say you have a chola who won't be able to fast. Is there a mitzvah for him to eat on the 9th or not? Also, the Mefarshim explained that it sort of animates the character of the meal on the 9th. Is it stam a meal, or if there's a separate mitzvah, it's almost like there's a sudas yontif a little bit to eat on the 9th. Okay, so that's a whole lebedig dian over there, but we have to go weiter. So we're about halfway down. So ochel ochlen sheinu ruyin la'achila. If you eat ochlen which are not roy la'achila, you're going to be potter. So amar Rava kos pilpili. If a person chews pepper spices biyama de kipurei potter, he's going to be potter because it's not derech achila. That's not a machil. It's not roy la'achila. Kas zangvila biyom kippuri potter. If a person chews ginger on Yom Kippur, he's going to be potter. Meisve ha'yera meir omer mimashmash nemar varal tamar lasso espirio. Eni adeash eitz machalu. Don't I know that it's an eitz machal? So ela maltamalomar eitz machal. Why does it say eitz machal? Eitz shetam eitzu pirio shave. There is a tree where the fruit tastes like the tree. Havi Omar ze pilpulin, and that's the peppercorn. Lamedcha sha pilpulin chayevim ba'arla. So this teaches us that pilpulin are chayev in arla, and ein Eretz Yisrael chasei raklum. And Eretz Yisrael has everything. It even has weird trees where the fruit tastes like the trees. Shneimar lo sechzar kol ba. But what we see is that the fruit tastes like the tree. So it's mashma that the pepper, even the peppercorn, is going to be a maichel. Says the Gemara, lo kasha, habaratifta habiyabeshta. One is by a moist peppercorn, the other is by a dry peppercorn. A moist peppercorn is going to be considered to be a maichel. A dry peppercorn is not considered to be a maichel. Amar Avina, lamareimar, v'amar Av Nachman, hay himlita. Dasi mi beyundoi sharye. This paste of ginger and honey that comes from Behudai is mutter, and there is no inyan of bishul nachrim by it. Umavarchan ala bore priyadama, and you have to make a bore priyadama. So how are you telling me that a paste made out of ginger and honey is a food, and I have to make a brach on it? If you told me that if I chew ginger on Yom Kippur, I'm going to be potter because it's not roy la'achila. Lakasha abaratifta avia beshta. Again, we say that if there's no kasha, one is by moist ginger, one is by dry ginger. Tana rabbanan a achal ale kanim putter. If you eat ale kanim, then you're going to be putter. If you eat leaves, you're going to be putter. Lulve gafanim, shoots of a grapevine, then you're going to be chayiv. Eloi lulve gafanim. Am Rav Yitzchak migadla kol shelivlevo min Rosh Hashanah ve'ed Kippurim. Anything that's sprouted between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is going to be moist enough so that it's going to be considered to be a food. But if it's sprouted before Rosh Hashanah, then it's already going to be dry, and now it's no longer going to be considered a food. Rav Kanam ar kol shloshim yom. No, anything that sprouts within 30 days. Tanya kabasei Rav Yitzchak migadla. Anything that blossoms between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is going to be considered a Michael. If it blossoms before, it's too early, it's not going to be considered a Michael. If you drink Tzira Murias, you're going to be Potter. Chometz chayev. But if you drink vinegar, you're going to be chayev. So masnisa money. Who's our Mishnah like? Rebbe, it's Rebbe. The Tanya, Rebbe Omer, chometz meshev es anefesh. Because chometz, it does provide some yishev adaz. Even though we think it's disgusting if you eat vinegar. But if you ate vinegar, if you drank vinegar, it would provide a little bit of yishev adaz. And therefore, you're going to be chayev if you do it on Yom Kippur. Thoresh Rav Gidl bar Menashe mibiri dinarsha. Ein halacha karebi. That the halacha is not like Rebbe because vinegar does not provide any yishev adaz. Therefore, it's mutter to drink on Yom Kippur. However, l'shana nafki kuli alma mazgu v'shasu chala. The next year, everybody was going and they were diluting vinegar and they were drinking vinegar all day on Yom Kippur. So shama Rav Gidl v'ikvitz. Rav Gidl heard this and he was makvid. Amar emer damriana di'eved l'chadchila mi amar. When did I say that you're allowed to drink vinegar? It's only di'eved l'chadchila. Did I say everybody should go be mixing drinks with vinegar? No. Mi amri emer damriana purta tuva. When did I say that you're allowed to drink? It's only if you drink a tiny bit, not if you drink a lot. When did I say you're allowed to drink vinegar? It's only if you drink it in its natural state. But if you drink it diluted, then that is considered to be a mashke, and it would be usur on Yom Kippur. And therefore, he felt bad that he had made the psak because the people of the town were abusing the psak. All right, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up with the Mishnah on the top of Pei Beis, Amud Aleph, tomorrow, God willing. Hope everybody has a great day.